You may have heard the concerns of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, better known as BARP, over how the commercial banks in Barbados are said to be treating them. One of those concerns surrounds the policy which has been implemented by two of the Canadian banks operating here. They're refusing to cash the checks of people unless they hold accounts with those specific banks. BARP President Marilyn Rice Boone tells us that's not the only concern of the elderly when it comes to the commercial banks here.
Well, okay, initially the major problem was the space, not having the space for seniors. So they were, you know, being made to stand in long lines, being uncomfortable, and things like that, but that was quickly addressed. There was a concern too as well about the high fees that their accounts were attracting. And what the bankers said is that when you are selecting your 40s or whatever, when you get to age 60, some banks is 60, some banks I think is 50, you should go, your account should then be rolled over into a senior's account, which in turn then would be, attract lower rates. And what they have assured us that they are doing is to go through this process automatically. So whereas before you had to go in and say, listen, I'm now 50, they have all the information on you, so they can trigger that transformation. As I said, the high fees, they don't feel that the banks are user-friendly, senior-friendly, and particularly I can recall situations with the, as I spoke quite recently about the check situation where some of our seniors, you're conducting business, you have somebody doing some work for you at home or whatever, and you write a check for $100, $150, whatever it is, but because the person whom you've written that check to does not have an account where you have your account, that person then has to come back to you seniors, and then sometimes they don't have anybody to run to with an ATM card to get cash for them. So that is proving very problematic, and we intend to, as BARP, to see it through. We are not going to give up on it, and we are going to, as I said earlier, we're going to meet with the policymakers. Somebody has to have.
According to Ms. Rice Bowen, BARP has a problem with the way the banks are implementing decisions in Barbados.
We don't feel that a bank could just make a decision externally and come and implement it here. This decision, this new process should go through somebody should be able to say, well, yes or no or whatever. And if it is not, then it means that the banks are running the country. And we would hate to think that it's so. So there should be some regulatory body that these new rules would have to go through for approval. And what is even more startling is that the Caribbean-based banks, they have not implemented this rule. So why is that the Caribbean banks are not doing it, but the international banks are doing it? So this is why we need to get to the root of that problem, because it is indeed a problem. And we are hoping very soon to hear from some policymakers as to, you know, or even have a discussion with the banks, and not only the banking association, but the banks go to the top of the head of the table, the CEOs, go and sit down with them and find out, why are you doing this? What are the benefits? We don't want to know what the benefits for a bank. We want to know what are the benefits for your customers. Because the access of all operations is the customers. So they have to tell us, BARP, what are the benefits for your customers that you have instituted such a system.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marilyn Rice Boyne. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.